This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The winner of the U.S. presidential election remained in doubt Wednesday, with the outcome hinging on a handful of states where a flood of mail-in ballots sparked by the coronavirus pandemic remained to be counted. President Donald Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden both won states they were expected to win in their bid for a majority in the Electoral College that determines who wins the White House and the country's indirect form of democracy. But the outcome of contests in several states, Georgia and Pennsylvania in the eastern part of the country, Michigan and Wisconsin in the Midwest, and Arizona and Nevada in the West, was unsettled as officials counted millions of votes, some that were cast Tuesday and many more during weeks of early voting. By mid-morning Wednesday, Mr. Trump led in Georgia and Pennsylvania, and Biden in the other four, but with the eventual results uncertain. Wednesday, Twitter flagged a post by President Trump as disputed and possibly misleading. The tweet said, quote, surprise ballot dumps, end quote, were being found in hotly contested states during the presidential election. Germany's vice chancellor called for all votes to be counted Wednesday in the undecided U.S. presidential election and said America will remain an important partner with Germany and the European Union, regardless of the outcome. Speaking to reporters in Berlin, German Vice Chancellor and Finance Minister Olaf Scholz said the U.S. electoral system is complex and it is difficult to determine who will win the election. But he said, quote, we should all insist on democratic elections taking place completely, and that means they are over when all the votes are counted. Every citizen must have the opportunity to influence the result with their own vote, end quote. Germany currently holds the revolving European Union presidency. This is VOA News. British lawmakers are set to approve the latest lockdown measures so they can take effect at midnight Wednesday. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Many in Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Conservative Party are opposed to the new lockdown, saying the response is too draconian and will devastate the economy. But the measure is sure to pass with the backing of the opposition Labour Party, which says the new restrictions should have been imposed weeks ago. The new lockdown follows fresh restrictions across Europe, in Italy, Spain, France and Germany, among other nations. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Greece's Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis is expected to announce new restrictions to curb a resurgence in COVID-19 cases, government officials said Wednesday. Greece has reported fewer cases than most European countries, but the number of infections has been gradually increasing since early October, prompting it to reimpose restrictions. It registered 2,646 cases of the new coronavirus Wednesday, the highest daily tally since its first case emerged in February, health ministry data showed. Mitsotakis is expected to make announcements Thursday after consulting health experts, his office said. The health minister told a television station that health experts have recommended a one-month nationwide lockdown. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell Wednesday cited the need for Congress to approve a new coronavirus aid bill and to do so by the end of 2020 as lawmakers return to work following Tuesday's elections. The Swiss government Wednesday authorized deploying up to 2,500 military personnel to help the country's hard-pressed healthcare system handle a second wave of coronavirus infections. This marked the second time this year the Army has rolled out to support hospitals as they treat and transport patients. New infections surpassed 10,000 in a day Wednesday, threatening to overwhelm the healthcare system. Biogen experimental Alzheimer's disease drug was found effective enough in a large trial to support approval, U.S. Food and Drug Administration staff said Wednesday. This potential makes it the first drug to be approved in decades to slow down the progress of the memory-robbing disease. The FDA staff's comments come ahead of a meeting of a panel of independent advisors to the health and regulatory Friday, which sent shares of the company soaring 30%. Pakistan's prime minister urged Western nations Wednesday to desist from using freedom of speech as an instrument to hurt the feelings of Muslims, warning it will lead to more radicalization and violence. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.